Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. I am your host, B. Ryan, Brazian Roar. Happy Monday, everybody. This is episode 27. Today is Monday, November 15th, 2021. It is National Clean Out Your Fridge Day. So, hey, it's National Cook Whatever the Hell You Can for Dinner. That was always one of the big things. I know when you're cleaning out the fridge or your pantry or your cupboards or anything, one of the best meals is you just throw it all together and see what you get out of it. And sometimes you come across the best new recipe, and sometimes you come across something that you never want to taste again. So it goes 50-50, but nonetheless, it's, you know, we're a week before Thanksgiving, so it's about the best time to start cleaning out your fridge. Get room for the turkey in there and all the sides and everything. So we're getting there, folks. It's next Thursday, so make sure you get your turkey this week and thaw it out this week, depending on how big you get it. We got an 18-pounder turkey. My mother-in-law usually buys like a 20 or 25 pounder. I don't know. It's a big bird, but we got a lot of hungry people and no one goes home hungry, starving. So that's what it's all about, you know, feeding everyone and having them OD on the tryptophan. Then you wake up and you eat it again. You know, that's just the Thanksgiving Day cycle. You know, you starve all day waiting for the meal, and then you scarf it down. Then about an hour later, you nap. Then you wake up, do it all again. It's just like a Groundhog Day, but Thanksgiving Day. Anyway, today's National Clean Out Your Fridge Day. So, hey, get you in there, and, you know, you might find stuff that you haven't, that you forgot was in there for a while. I know we did that last week. We were cleaning and, came across a thing of cinnamon rolls with orange icing. It was good as hell. Had no idea it was in there. It was still good, so we're not sick, we're not dead, so hey, we're doing good. But that's always one of the best things, you know. Even I remember last day of camp when I was a wee little lad. We did a summer camp, and the very last day we would just, our camp counselors would just take everything we had left in the fridge and throw it in a pot, and There was your meal. He's playing games all day. It was fun as hell. But get you some room for the old Tom the Turkey. So heck yeah, National Clean Out Your Fridge Day. Awesome. November 15th. Who would have known? So we'll do a little on this date. As you can hear in the background, we got the one and only Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits playing. So today's little on this date is about Dire Straits. So in 1987, the album came out in 85, but in 1987, Dire Straits became the first act to sell over 3 million copies of their 5 top 40 single album, Brothers in Arms. That's what we're listening to right now. The singles from that album were So Far Away, as you just heard, Money for Nothing, that's playing right now, Walk of Life, Brothers in Arms, and Your Latest Trick. Boy, what a great band, Dire Straits. I always loved the sweat band that Mark Knopfler played with on his head. If you don't know who Mark Knopfler is, he is their lead guitarist, finger-picking aficionado, and lead singer of the band. Never had a strong voice, but it didn't matter. His guitar playing and his drive made up for everything about the band. It fit him. I mean, his voice fit the band. They weren't ever known for like a really beltful song, like vocals and everything, except this song, you know, Money for Nothing. You have Sting in it, but not taking anything away from Mark's singing, but his guitar playing is where it's at. I mean, it's all guitar. I mean, it's all finger picking, folks, so there ain't no picking there. It's he just makes it sound easy, and you know, he does the chicken picking, he does it all. The guy's great. The guy's a great guitar player. I'd say top Top, I want to say top 20 guitar, favorite guitar player of all time. We did the top five a bunch of episodes before, and you know who my number one is. But Mark Knopfler, he's very underrated. I mean, he's done a lot of, they've done a lot of albums together. He's done a lot of side work, and, you know, he's just, he's always in the music. Yeah, he's getting up there in age, but that don't stop him from nothing. I actually saw a quote earlier today. It was from Ozzy Osbourne back in when he was turning 46. So that was probably, what, about 30 years ago? Now, I'm not too sure how old he is, honestly, be honest with you. I'd probably say mid-70s. But anyway, he said it was on this date in, I forget what year, I think 95 or 98 or something. But anyway, he said that, he's like, who wants to be touring when they're 46? So he announced his retirement from touring, you know, on this date so many years ago. But hey, you got to make a living, man. If I could, I'd play every freaking day, you know. If I was a rock and roll star, hell yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be work. That's your passion. So that's the one thing, too. Get a job that doesn't feel like a job. Get a job that feels like, you know, you're going to work doing your favorite thing, you know, whatever that may be. Hell yeah, I'd love to go play guitar every day in front of a sold out crowd. Shit, yeah. Plus the live show and everything. I'm sure it takes a toll on the person, you know, physically and everything, running around stage and entertaining. But I mean, that's what you signed up for, you know. That's what the people want to see. So you feed off the crowd's energy, that's for sure. When they say that, whenever you hear an artist be like, man, I was just feeding off the crowd. It's true. They give you what you give them. So, hell yeah. Why not play every day? Hell, I'd even just play out in public, too. Not now. It's getting cold, but... Well, we did a couple shows one time in the back of CC's parking lot in Heath. That was fun as shit. It was cold as shit that night, but hey... Did it for the fans. Did it for the people. We love you. But, you know, I thought that was pretty cool about Dire Straits. Great band. I mean, they've had numerous albums hit the top charts and everything. But this was one of their most commercial albums, Brothers in Arms. I always liked the song Down to the Waterline from Dire Straits. It's just a real mellow, easy listening track and great guitar playing. Have a DVD of them from Live Aid back in the 80s. Did great. Sound great. Love it. Sting, I mean, you got him doing backup vocals, so you know it's going to be a hit single when Sting is on it. But anyway, congratulations to them, and hell yeah, listen to some Dire Straits. Give them some love, you know, in your cheeks for free. Okay. All right. So we'll get to the socials and Patreon in today's show, and then we'll just keep this ball rolling, folks. Sorry, I'm getting a little distracted. If you want to hit me up anytime on the socials, I'm on pretty much all of them, the Twitter, the Instagram, the TikTok, Facebook, I mean, all that good stuff. So if you guys ever want to get a hold of me, or if you know me personally, you can come up and talk to me about any of the stuff we discuss on the show, or ideas, or anything like that. If you're over on Twitter, I am at BRoar3. If you're over on TikTok, I am at Brian Roar, R-O-H-R, 1986. And if you're over on the gram, I am at BRoar, B-R-O-H-R, all lowercase. All them are lowercase. So, if you're ever looking for it, just make sure it's in lowercase. And if you're feeling like donating to this podcast, you know, spreading the word to the masses, getting this sucker on the road, hell yeah, that is the ultimate dream, is to take this podcast on the road. And, you know, I want to apologize that I haven't been getting much content out lately, just been super busy, you know, getting ready for the holiday season. Work's keeping me busy as shit, you know, and just, I don't want you guys to think that I have given up on you, because I have not given up on you. I have not given up on this show. I want to thank you all for still listening and everything. It means so much to me. It really does. And You know, with the holiday season coming up, if you want to donate to this podcast, more than welcome to. You can do that at www.patreon, so it's patreon.com/capital R, and then all lowercase letters, OCKNROHR22. As always, I'll have the links for everything in the show notes, so if you didn't get a chance to write it down, just click on the show notes and they'll be there for you. So on today's show, I'm going to recap a little bit over the weekend. You know, some sad news, some good news and everything. So what we're going to talk about today is Chris Daughtry's daughter. She was found dead over the weekend at her apartment, 25 years young. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Adele and her special last night on TV. It was really good. New bands that are releasing music. So Rammstein, if you guys remember them. Rammstein. Du Hast was their biggest song that came out back in the day. Means you hate. You hate me. Du Hast mich. You hate me? No, I don't. I love you guys. But anyway, they're coming out with a new album. So we'll discuss that, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and GTA Trilogy. Oh yeah, baby. So, as always, we'll get started with our first topic of the day. We're going to start on a little sad note. I mean, thoughts and prayers go out to Chris Daughtry and his family. If you guys don't remember who Chris Daughtry is, he was on American Idol. He was one of the, I think, the finalist contestants. Not sure who won in front of him, but he didn't end up winning, but in return, you know, he ended up having a great, successful career, still is, still doing touring, still writing music and everything, but his daughter was murdered over the weekend, was found dead. She was 25 years old. Her name is Hannah Daughtry. The boyfriend is getting arrested, or he's getting questioned. They're trying to track him down. God, it's so sad you hear about these cases like that, you know. And I'm sure you guys heard of the Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie story. My gosh, that's just, you know, if you're that mad with someone, just talk. Don't ever bring violence into anything. I mean, that's the biggest thing, you know, that you can get away from is violence. And, you know, just talk. Talking does more good than you think it does. So if you're having trouble with your spouse or someone that you know, or, you know, someone that you work with, someone with a family member or anything, just talk to them. I mean, shoot, you don't have to, acts of violence are not going to do anything and all that. So it's just sad that a life was lost at 25 years young. My goodness, you know, just barely cracked the surface of her life. And, you know, I'm sure Chris, as any other parent out there, is devastated and wants to see justice done. And hopefully he does, as a father, as a human, you know, hopefully he sees justice done for his daughter and everything. It's just so sad. 25, my goodness. You're just barely getting your life figure it out by then. You know, at least some people are, and some people already know what the hell they're doing by the 18. No more power to you, but if you're like most of us, you're always searching for what to do, and, you know, what to do in life, and what to do. Wasn't sure where I was going with that, but yeah, just what to do, you know. And 25, but hopefully they can get justice, like I said, for the Daughtrys and Hannah herself, you know. Maybe she, I don't know, I don't want to speculate on anything. It's just sad that she had lost her life, and hopefully they can find out how it happened and put the people that did it behind bars and make the world a safer place. Hey, put a smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Vitamin C. Always remember that song. Anyway, if you guys or girls got a chance to watch the Adele special last night with the Oprah interview and everything, even if you're not a big fan of her, you know, she's got a hell of a voice and she put on a great show. It was outside, looked like it was on the top of a mountain. Beautiful venue. Adele looked beautiful as always, sounds great. Love that she's so down to earth. You know, she doesn't let the fame get to her head. And, you know, she's just a regular person just like the rest of us, but just kind of went through some hardships in life, especially when it comes to relationships. You know, it's probably not all her fault. You know, it just seems like she's always getting in these rough patches with men, and I don't know, but she's got a boy now, so maybe he's the one man that she needs in her life. Isn't that weird how that works out sometimes? Sometimes you go through life, you know, and like as a man, let's say you're having women trouble or something, and you get with a girl and, you know, you get her pregnant and everything, and you know, you're on the outs with that girl, but and in return you have a daughter and that daughter loves you more than you know. You know, so it's awesome how the universe works out like that, you know, like where you're having, no, I'm gonna say something, but you know, don't think I'm gonna go the other way with it. But you know, if you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. No, I know that you was thinking about that, but you know, if you're having girl problems and you have a daughter, you know, that kind of eases the hole in your heart when it comes to women, because you know, you're constantly, you know, whether you're looking for love or you know, trying to find that companion, your kid's always going to be your best friend, going to be your companion. So hey, that's no better feeling than that. They'll always have your back, and always thought that was beautiful. But you know, maybe in Adele's eyes, that's how she feels about her son, and that's awesome. Hey, she wrote a great album about it. She wrote that album for her son when he gets a little older, because even in the interview that she had last night with Oprah, she was saying that her son was like, he's kind of seeing like how famous his mom is. He's like, wow, there's a lot of people that like you, mom. And she was like, yeah, you know, there's a couple people, and you know, just real humble and everything. And you know, she just seems real cool. Lost a lot of weight, changed her life around, and you know, that's good for you. Hey, more power to you, Adele. You're doing great things, and you know, just rest the voice. That's your moneymaker there, but her heart is too. So it was a good special. I'm sure they'll be rerunning it throughout the week, or if you want to look up on YouTube, I'm sure it's on there. She played a combination of newer stuff and pretty much every stuff from all of her albums. And really good. Had the live band with her. Had her piano player with her as well. But it's beautiful. Beautiful background, and just a good show. You know, one of them voices that you could listen to all day, and you know, just amazed of what the human body can do. It's a beautiful thing. So check her out if you're into that type of stuff, or if you like her music. It's a very good special. So like I said, I'm sure they'll be replaying it. And on the other side of things, if you like stuff a little bit more heavier, and you remember the German band Rammstein, they are releasing their 8th album before their tour next year. The album is untitled right now, but they are in the process of recording, so that's always exciting, you know, when you have bands coming out with new music, and even bands you ain't heard of in a while coming out with new music. To be honest with you, I haven't heard Rammstein, whatever, since Du Hast, and no, but that riff, it's so fucking heavy. I mean, God, great sound and riff, and, you know, just the drums and everything. It was a great song that came out. We had no idea what it was when it came out, what we were singing and all that. But it stands for You Hate Me. So Du Hast is You Hate Me. No, We do not. We do not hate you, Rammstein. You know, we love your riffs, we love your music and everything. So, you know, and he had a good, solid voice. You know, it's just it stood out and everything. And couldn't tell you any of the names of the band members, but what I can tell you is they're coming out with new music. So that's always exciting. I mean, hell yeah, we need some new metal coming out nowadays. Heck, I was watching, there was a music teacher on YouTube. He was talking about Megadeth and how much they inspired him as a musical teacher. And he's, you know, a guitarist, and, you know, he's got a piano and everything, and he works for the school. Not anybody here in town or anything. I don't remember what state he worked in, but he was talking about Megadeth and how they were big an inspiration to him. And got me thinking, it's like, you know what, I never really gave him a chance. I never really listened to Megadeth a lot. I mean, other than the singles, you know, like Symphony of Destruction, Sweating Bullets, and, you know, that's really all about. But I never really tackled much into their albums. I'll have to do that for sure. Sorry, I'm having a little moment with myself. when you need expert advice, you talk to yourself, isn't that right? But no, he, like I was saying, he was talking about Megadeth and everything, and I'll have to listen to him a lot more. I mean, Dave Mustaine is a very underrated guitarist. If you guys don't know, he originally tried out for Metallica back in the early 80s, and they didn't like him. I think he recorded one song with them or something, and they didn't like his attitude or anything. So that's when Kirk Hammett came in this place, and Dave Mustaine said, fuck you, I'm starting Megadeth and built an empire. And now the poor guy's got what the hell? He's got some kind of disease where it's like eating at his bones, Lyme disease. Poor guy, Dave Mustaine, my gosh. Not from eating limes, but I think Lyme disease affects the spine or the organs or something. I don't know. It's definitely not good, but keep them in your thoughts and prayers. That's another thing too. I seen on TikTok over the weekend that the praying hands emoji, well, what we think is a praying hands emoji, people are saying it's a high five, which I don't know. It doesn't look like it. I mean, you type in pray on the search on your messaging, and it comes up with the hands. So people think or saying, you know, well, it's just a high five. No, because the high five, it has like the sparkly things around the fingers. Am I right? For all you Apple users, I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting, but hell yeah, keep a lookout for Rammstein, their eighth album is coming out before their tour next year. So here soon, you know, for Thanksgiving, you can play some Du Hast. Hell yeah. God, that's just such a badass riff. Just sounds like a machine gun, man. It just sounds heavy. Ah, good stuff. Great engineer, whoever recorded them. So next on our topic, we're going to talk about the good old, you know, we got Thanksgiving coming up next week, folks. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Probably be hearing that a lot from me the next week or two. But one of the best things about Thanksgiving Day is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's going to be back. So hell yeah. Last year they didn't have any crowds, of course, because the pandemic, and it's still going on. But this year they're going to have crowds out there. They have the floats. You know, they have jolly old St. Nick. They got the dancers. They got the music. They got the lip syncers. They got everything. and you know they're lip syncing, folks, but that's okay. Hey, you're there for the floats. You know, who cares about Justin Bieber, you know, playing with, I don't know, whoever. But, or BTS, you know, great singers. But, you know, you're there to see Santa Claus. You're there to see Snoopy. You know, you're there to see SpongeBob, all the floats and everything. you know, the Jolly Green Giant, that's always a good one to see, you know, for your green beans and casserole, green bean casserole. But yeah, good old Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, that's been going on for many, many years. Many years, I'd probably say, just off the top of my head, maybe 80 years. Could be wrong. Like I said, just a guess. But, you know, it just brings back memories. It's just good. You know, we always have it on. You know, my wife does all the cooking for Thanksgiving. She's a trooper, you know, very lucky to have such a great cook in our lives and great person and everything. And, you know, but we'll have it on in the background and, you know, she'll come out, look at, watch the parade a little bit, go back in, cook, and, you know, but it's always on. You got to have the Macy's Day Parade on, and, you know, we always would drink as a tradition growing up in the Rohr household that when the Thanksgiving Day Parade was on and Santa Claus came on the screen that you would drink your eggnog. Mom would give us a glass of eggnog, and it was the official kickoff to the holiday season. That's right. And, you know, this year, don't let it deter you. Don't let the shipping delays deter you. Yeah, get this stuff ordered if you want to get it there on time. But, heck, you know, if all else fails, make something from the heart. You know, a lot of people probably don't do that anymore. They'd rather just go buy something. And some of the most meaningful gifts are the ones that, you know, you personally do yourself. So that's something that you can't replicate. You know, unless you're, you know, really good at it. But anyway, like, you know, if you like the old, remember we used to, as kids, we used to make our parents the macaroni cards, you know, that type of stuff. It warms the hearts. Even seeing it now when our nieces and nephews do it, you know, it's just so, so beautiful. They're good kids, all of them. But yeah, the old Thanksgiving Day Parade, gotta love it. God, it's so good. Comes on usually around like 9 or 10, and it's done at 12. And then the rest of the day is your football, you know. Football on Thanksgiving Day. You always have the Lions playing. You always have the Bears playing. Or the Cowboys playing, sorry. You always have the Lions and the Cowboys. Those two teams are always playing every year. And not too sure who's on the slate this year, to be honest with you. I'll have to check on that and talk about it in our next show or something, but that's always fun. You know, plus you have family over, you're eating great food. Like I said, the tryptophan, just ease yourself. Ease yourself. I mean, we've been eating pumpkin pie and all month, and I don't know, it's just good. When you don't have it a lot, you know, it tastes really good. You know, just like anything else, you know, you don't want to overdo it, you know, moderation. So pumpkin pie in moderation, turkey definitely in moderation. But take the wishbone out. Gotta have the wishbone. Do you guys cook with the organs? I mean, not to sound sick or anything, but do you, people that are cooking Thanksgiving dinner, do you use like the heart and the liver and the gizzards for anything? You know, like we use it for our gravy. We'll mix it in with gravy or boil it in gravy. I'm not sure. My wife handles all that, but I remember mom would save it and she would put it in the gravy, make it more richer. Oh my God, you can never have enough gravy, good gravy. I'd love to have a gravy disposer, you know, like a wok, what the hell am I trying to talk about? Like, you know, I don't know. I'd just love to have an endless amount of gravy. There we go. I ain't even going to get myself lost in that one, folks. But yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up next weekend, so hell yeah. Heck yes. Get your turkey this week. Start thawing it out Saturday night, folks, depending on how big. I'm sure if you go on Google, type in turkey thaw times, they'll let you know. And next topic we'll talk about is over Grand Theft Auto. So they released the trilogy on Thursday, Friday night. So the trilogy, it's all remastered. It's got Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City and San Andreas on there. And it's fun as hell. It's a flashback, folks. I mean, they got the best radio stations on there. Especially, oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry about burping. That's very not professional. I'm sorry. Good thing you can't smell it. Don't worry, we just had breakfast for dinner. You know, eggs over potatoes and sausage gravy, so can't go wrong with that. And a side of OJ. Oh, yeah, orange juice, not Simpson. But, GTA Trilogy was released over the weekend, and it's fun as hell. The only thing that sucks about it is in the third one, the rain situation. So there was a mission that was going on where it started raining. You had to go hunt down Lee Chung, and it was raining. And the rain like looked like crap, took up the whole screen. You couldn't really see nothing. It was blurry as hell. And side note, bunch of modders over the weekend. So modders are people that go in and they'll like fix things, or like they're like not cheating, but they just know how to program and they know how to do certain things to give you like more money or more ammo or anything. But they corrected the rain issue. So it wasn't Rockstar Games that corrected it. The people that make Grand Theft Auto, it was modders, people just like you and me. They went in there and said, you know what, fuck this rain, we're changing it, and they changed it. So definitely check it out. They got all three of them. So like I said, GTA 3, GTA Vice City, and San Andreas, GTA San Andreas. We've played 3 in Vice City so far, and it's fun as hell. You know, same controls, like we play on the Xbox, and same controls as GTA 5, so your shooting's the same, your driving's the same, your getting in the car's the same, answering your phone's the same, everything is all the same, so that was nice. They kept it plain Jane, and they're just fun as hell, and great music. You got Chatterbox, you got Lips, Lips 106, you got, you know, Kiss FM, you got, you know, all the radio stations. You got the classic rock, the rap, the reggae, you got pop, you know, country, you got it all. So I don't think they have country on it. Not till 5. I don't think. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but one sure, like, they have outlaw country and everything. But yeah, it's a great game. Just released at $65. So if you got extra money coming up, you know, get yourself some. If you love GTA, get you some. I mean, it's a good, brings you back to your youth, that's for sure. And it's just fun to play the missions again. It's remastered, so it looks, the graphics are a lot better. Like I said, the rain, it's fixed. So thank you, modders out there. We've met a couple in our day where, you know, they would help you out, give you boatloads of money, or give you cars, or give you weapons. You know, just help you out, make you jump over buildings. It's crazy as hell what they can do. Just by putting in a series of numbers. And, you know, it's just crazy how that works. Well, those were the topics for today. If you guys have any opinions on them, or if you heard something that I said that was wrong, please let me know. Hook me up on Twitter or anything, or come up to me personally if you know me. If not, definitely reach out on the socials. We'll do our top 5 right now. So today, since we're talking about Thanksgiving and everything, no, we're not talking about food today. We're going to talk about our top 5 items you take on a road trip. So you take on a trip, a road trip. Holidays are coming up, so definitely going to be a lot of people driving. You know, with the gas prices being what they are, it is what it is. So save yourself some money for the gasoline, unless there's a miracle and it goes down to 99 cents a gallon, that would be the shit. But we're going to do our top 5 items you take on a road trip or on a trip. Top 5 for me, like I said, no particular order. We'll just go through them and then we'll talk about them. Music, snacks, liquids, like juice or pop or anything. A pillow, got to have a pillow. And laughter, got to laugh. Laughter is the best medicine right there. But those were my top five items I take on a trip, on a road trip. Number one, music. Duh. That's just a dead giveaway. Unless you want to sit in silence, or maybe your family or your friends play car games, like not card, but car. Car games like Peddle or, you know, the license plate game. That's always fun. Or I Spy. That's always fun, too. What else can you do? What's that smell? No. that's not a game you want to play in the car, but especially if you just came from the gas station, so hey. But no, items you take on a trip, music, you gotta have music, gotta have tunes, gotta have the ultimate playlist, gotta have the car DJ or the radio. Don't matter, you just gotta have music. That's my number one thing. It gets you through any mood. Gets you through anything, and makes the time go by quick. So the more you sing, the more you dance, the quicker you'll get to your place. So definitely got to have music. Definitely got to have snacks. Got to have food, whether it be chips, crackers, peanut butter, jelly. Any kind of snacks, especially if you're in there for a long period of time. When we had drove to, side note, we went on our late honeymoon about 3 years ago. We went to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and it was a 12-hour drive. And yeah, you best believe we had snacks. I had pop to keep me awake, and we had the music going. So we had a good variety going on, you know, stuff to get you pumped up. And especially driving through some of these states, like Pennsylvania is such a big state. I mean, it's so long, you gotta have something to get you through, you know, driving 3-4 hours just on a straight line. And but it's well worth it. We got to Massachusetts and we just ate the hell out of the lobster. Oh, it was so good. But anyway, so items you take on a trip, you gotta have music, gotta have snacks, gotta have something to drink. Whatever that be for you, whether it be water, pop, juice, alcohol, depends on what kind of trip you're going on and everything. But hey, as long as you're safe and you're not driving, drinking and driving, do not do that. That's stupid. But if you're in the back seat, hell yeah, you know, just don't do nothing too crazy. Don't be throwing your head out the window or jumping around or anything, but gotta have something to drink. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, because if you're on a long road trip, you know, you don't want to take bathroom breaks, but then you got to drink. I know the human body can go so long without eating or drinking anything, but you don't want to do that to your body. You don't want to do that to your organs. So if you have to stop for 10, 15 minutes to, you know, use the restroom, by all means, go for it. Hell, if you got to pull over the side of the road, go for it. Go in a cup. I know it's easier for men, but, you know, women can do it too. You want to pee in a cup or, you know, pee in a bottle? Hey, when you got to go, you got to go. So, screw it. Everyone there, family. So, you got to go, you got to go. Next item you got to take on a trip is a pillow. You got to be comfortable. Now, blanket, you can. But pillow, you know how uncomfortable cars can be after a long period of time. You know, unless you're sitting in a Rolls Royce or something, or a heated seat or anything like that. But you gotta be comfortable, so gotta bring a pillow. You know, whether you sleep in or just rest in your head, something to rest your head on, you gotta be comfortable. So hey, don't know what else I could say about that. Pillows are awesome. Are you a firm or are you a soft pillow type person? I like the fluffy ones, man. I love when my head just sinks into it. It's not good for the neck. I've heard, you know, it's better to have a stiff, like, mattress or a pillow, because it's better for your neck, because your neck gets too comfortable, and, you know, like, if it's too fluffy, then it can go either way. But Gotta have a pillow. And last on the list, you gotta laugh. Gotta have laughter. Gotta have games. Gotta have, you know, just conversation, talking, laughing. That's the number one thing. I always love it. It's always good. Like I said, it's good. It's the best medicine. If I can make one person laugh a day, my job is accomplished. If I can make two, well, I'm overachieving. So, but you know, it's laughing is so much fun. So those are my top five items you have to take on a trip. Again, through our list, we got music, snacks, liquids, a pillow, and laughter. Let me know your guys and girls, you know, your top five list on a road trip or anything. You know, it'd be interesting to see what other people would take on their list compared to yours. So definitely hit me up if you guys want to talk about that. And we'll end the show with a little did you know. Always like to do this, a little nugget of information for you guys at the end of the show. Just something to talk about or, you know, something you didn't know. So on today's did you know that you use more calories eating celery than there actually is in celery? Let me say that again. You eat more calories. You use more calories eating celery than there is in celery itself. Now, celery is mostly water-based, so it's really good. I like mixing it with peanut butter and everything. The Goober's peanut butter is really good with it, the peanut butter and jelly. You could put cream cheese in it, but it's mostly a water-based vegetable. There's no seeds in it, so it's not a fruit. That's the only way I can think of it. But, no, I didn't know that. You know, you use more calories eating it than there is actually in it. So, hey, you know, what you're using eating it, you're gaining it in eating it. So, I know that sounded very confusing, but you're eating celery, so you're using calories to eat celery, but then you're gaining calories from eating celery. So it's like you never ate it. It's one of them mystery foods, you know. It's good for you, but it's just real light. It's just real good. Nothing like biting into a good old crisp piece of celery, you know. Some peanut butter, oh my God, that's a good snack right there. Take that on a road trip, hell yeah. I know there was this movie you used to watch. It was the Animaniacs. Growing up, it was one movies that I remember, like, they were on a road trip and they brought tomato and mayonnaise sandwiches, and it was just so amazed by it. That's all it was, and tried it one time, it was really good. But yeah, so celery, you use more calories eating it than there is in celery, so get you some celery. I know you're going to need it for your stuffing next week and everything. You know, you guys make homemade stuffing, or do you do the stovetop? Do you do the bagged, the Pepperidge Farm bagged? We do a little combination of both. So we'll do half homemade, half, I guess, bagged or something. My father-in-law used to make oyster stuffing, which is really good. You guys like, it's not fishy at all. It's just good. You guys like oysters? You know, it's an aphrodisiac, so hey, there you go, folks. But, you know, holiday food, holiday season's coming up, so get your pants a little bit bigger. And with that being said, I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode today. As always, please reach out if you have any questions or concerns or suggestions for the show. I'm very open, so hit me up on socials. Or if you know me in person, hit me up and let me know what you'd like to see, hear, don't like. Big thank you to veterans, past and present. So we want to thank you for protecting our great land we call the United States of America. We couldn't be here without you. We couldn't be doing what we want to do without you guys and girls. So big thanks to our military family. And, you know, shout out to everyone out there still listening, giving me plays and everything. I love you guys and girls. Thank you And, you know, sorry it's been so sporadic lately. I haven't given up on you. So I like to keep you on the edge of your seat. So just keep a lookout when the show comes out. Hit the follow tab. Hit the heart if you're on Spotify. So anytime I update it, you'll get the blue thing in your blue bell in your notifications. And everyone else, I want to thank you all for listening. We'll leave you with the sweet, sweet sounds of Martin Oppler still. That's right. We still got Brothers in Arms playing. Actually, it's the end of the song, so let's see what he comes up with next. What's going to be the next song? We got Brothers in Arms, self-titled song, self-titled track. So, you guys and girls, have a beautiful day. Leave you the sweet sounds of Martin Oppler and Dire Straits. Rock on. You guys have a great one. Talk to you soon.